For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
We do the SNS, okay?
It was just another day for Anne Marie Luke, doing nails as she's done for 22 years, filing, buffing, shaping. But what was about to happen would reshape the rest of her life.
We didn't know each other, but something in me compelled me to ask her if she was okay.
Jennifer McElveen was getting a manicure when she noticed Anne seemed sad. Anne's mother had passed. The funeral was that day.
I told her I was sorry that she wasn't able to be there, and she just started telling me the story of her family.
Anne was born in Vietnam to a Vietnamese woman and an American soldier in the shadow of the Vietnam War. Tens of thousands of children like her, conceived during the conflict, became known as Amerasians. Many were abandoned and treated poorly. Anne was left on a doorstep.
And then a lot of kids make fun of us, too, when we was in Vietnam. So everywhere we go, they just pick on us, and they call us white girl.
Anne tugs on a napkin as she tells her story. She'd been passed between several families and had four different names by the time she was 17. That's when she moved to the States as part of a program for Amerasians. It allowed the latest adoptive family to move as well. Anne says the birth certificate they used was not her own.
A lot of them buy, sell us, and a lot of them just use us to come here.
Anne ran away not long after their arrival and eventually found a foster father in a Vietnam veteran. He was good to her. He still is. Yet something was missing, a hole she couldn't quite fill. She went back to Vietnam in search of her birth mother, but found no love, only a woman who wanted money. Still, her mother's death, that lost connection, haunted her.
It's hurting me, though, but it's hurting very bad.
That's when Jennifer stepped in to her Charleston area salon. She promised to track down Anne's American father. Jennifer researches ancestry through DNA as a hobby. Within just a couple of months,
she's like, Anne, I found your family.
But the reunion was bittersweet. Anne's father had committed suicide. He was never the same after the Vietnam War. His sister, Anne's aunt, suddenly remembered something he'd said.
When he came home, he said, you know, there's a possibility I may have fathered a child in Vietnam, and then nothing was ever said again about it.
The aunt calls Anne the daughter she never had. But she asks not to be identified. Extended family still does not know. Another door, however, was about to open. Someone else matching Anne's DNA signed on to the registry.
And so I called her and I said, Anne, this is really strange. There's another connection to you.
The person say, well, I'm looking for my birth mother named Trần Thị Lan Hương. I said, that's my mother. And she's like, yeah, you got a sister, Anne.
The younger sister was also born during the Vietnam War. She was looking for her American father when she stumbled across Anne.
You on the speaker.
Okay, hi.
Lisa Boreski lives in Arkansas.
We is so much identical alike. And we was like, are you sure you're born 72 and not born 74? Because it seemed like we twins.
They do look alike, and both do nails. But they also share a history no one else can understand.
Yes, ma'am. What are we?
An emptiness finally filled.
It's mean like I win a prize that nobody ever won before.
They found themselves in each other.
Love you too. Bye.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.